I grew up in a generation when Lent meant the idea of giving something up. And I suppose as I look at Lent today, we still want to talk about giving something up, but not candy and not chocolates, but something more, giving up illusions. It seems to me that Lent is a time that is about discovering reality. After all, it begins with those quite frightening words, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. And once you know that fact, once you start from that foundation, you're in a position to start reconstructing and rebuilding. Once upon a time, I read a book by the English author Hilaire Belloc called The Road to Rome. And this road to Rome was a hike, a journey he was on. And he mentions in there that whenever he was tempted to stray into any kind of depression or anger or any kind of bad emotion or bad mental state, what he would always do is he would think of a phrase, a key phrase, that would always bring him back to sanity. And what he would do, and you have to imagine him walking along this Italian road, is he would recite the creed, particularly the Nicene Creed, and particularly the first couple of verses. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all that is seen and unseen. And for him too, that was a call back to reality, and his argument was no illusions could survive that. Once you knew that basic fact, then you knew that everything was well, you knew that God was there, and that anything you might be tempted to become upset about or concerned about in your life faded away. As I've had the pleasure of listening to the other talks in this series, the theme that has struck me so much is people talking about different kinds of fear, different kinds of fear of interaction with other people, of the world. And as I say, what Lent is about is remembering basic realities and working from that that point. I look, for instance, at that wonderful chapter in Luke where we read about the temptations, Jesus' temptations in the wilderness, which are the basis of the whole idea of Lent. And there too, we have the theme of Jesus meeting the devil and being presented with a number of temptations, which are basically illusions, that Jesus should try and impress the world by doing these amazing tricks, these basically conjuring tricks, that he will be given power in the world. And power that he knows, of course, is an illusion. And what he has learnt in himself, what he has discovered in himself by the time of this period in the wilderness, is that these are illusions. And he answers them by reciting the Bible, particularly the Hebrew Bible, this one focus on God. By the way, there's one story in that passage which I love dearly. For a Jew at this time, people believed in possession by the devil, by possession possession by demons, and they knew that the best way to fight this was reciting one psalm, Psalm 91, which is the great psalm for fighting evil. And it was believed that no devil or demon could be present when the psalm was recited. And there's a wonderful moment in Luke when the devil himself says to Jesus, "Cast yourself down from the temple, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee." And what the devil is doing there is he is reciting Psalm 91. if you want to think of that in the modern world, you have to imagine a film where Count Dracula is holding a crucifix. And so right in that verse, not just is Jesus turning away illusions of power, what the passage is doing is it's almost making fun of the illusions of superstition. It's proving how nonsensical this idea is. So what Lent is about, I believe, as I say, is learning to rid yourself of the illusions, of learning to focus on God, on the Word of God. But then you begin, as the primary thing you do in Lent, to rid yourself of those illusions, and that is a very frightening business. You have all these illusions about being able to cure the ills of the world. You have the illusions about what you can do. And sometimes maybe you look at yourself as a important or holy figure, and then you're back in the world of St. Paul, who says how people change the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature more than the creator. But when you rid yourself of those illusions, the question then is, what do you have left? And it's in the baptismal covenant that those rules, those realities are left. And so much of them, as the earlier speakers have said, so much of what's in the baptismal covenant is about the very difficult business of trying to relate to the outside world, that very unpleasant place which we discover as a reality. And you know, there's a word that comes to mind there. What you can do is you can resist, you can reject that outside world. But the Greeks long ago had a word for people who lived entirely in themselves, who cut themselves off from the world, and that word translates into English as idiot. Somebody who depends entirely on himself or herself, on their own resources, does not try and reach out to the world, does not try to hear what anyone else is saying, has become an idiot, not in the sense of, if you like, a rude word or an insult, but just somebody who has absolutely succumbed to the illusion of themselves, who has made a holy idol of themselves and spends many happy hours worshipping that idol. So what Lent is about is ending those illusions, ending those images, and then focusing on the idea, which is awfully difficult, of how you react to that outside world. And I always remember one phrase. Somebody asked an Orthodox Christian priest, so does the Orthodox Church have a social program? Well, yes, he said. In fact, the Trinity is our social program. And what that means, of course, is that when you focus on the idea of the Trinity and all its relationships, you have a model for how you should, in theory, and this is very, very hard, relate to the outside world, to other people, and in all their diversity. So I don't mean this in a trivial sense or a silly sense, but if there's a lesson for Lent, I suppose it's twofold. One is learn what your illusions are and learn to get past them. And the other one is don't be an idiot.